When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, he's just has so much soul in that album, and really what stands out to me a lot on that album is the drumming. The drummer is Alphonse Mouzon, and it's just spectacular, really.
Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Accolades Conversation Series, in which I talk to some of my favorite artists about who or what they would recommend me checking out. Make sure to subscribe to our channel or hit the like button. This episode, again, is in collaboration with Sonic City Festival, a three-day curated festival in Kortrijk, Belgium, from the 11th till the 13th of November, organized by Will de Westen. This year's edition is curated by Low, Black Country New Road, and Gilla Band. Some other bands already added to the lineup are Goat, Dry Cleaning, Coco, and Les Fils de Illegadat. Check out the full lineup on soniccity.be. This week's guest is Spank Sisters. Their musicality travels the realms of glitzy late-night jazz clubs, while their witticism brings them vastly down to earth over the mundanity and life through a fascination in others. Their sound on the surface may seem familiar and nostalgic, but their ideas are uniquely their own. Spank Sisters explore clashes of internal versus external meaning and appeal fed through images and diverse characters of lifestyles. It's an intriguing, confusing, and even unsettling thing that catches you completely off guard. I spoke to Rashid from Spank Sisters about Eugene McDaniels, an American singer and songwriter. He had his greatest recording successes in the early 1960s, reaching number 3 on the US Billboard Hot 100 singles chart with 100 Pounds of Clay and number 5 with Tower of Strength, both hits in 1961. He had continued success as a songwriter with titles including Compared to What and Roberta Flack's Feel Like Making Love. If you're into my illustrations, this Accolades Conversation series started as an illustration book, which you can still get on craterecords.be. This is what Rashid had to add.
I'm going to talk about Eugene McDaniels. Basically, he was a big pop songwriter in the 60s. He wrote kind of a lot of songs that you might have heard, like Compared to What, Roberta Flack classic, and also Feel Like Making Love. I feel like making love to you. Yeah, so he was quite well respected in that respect, but then around the early 70s, he started going for like a black consciousness thing. He just started rejecting the pop world, and he recorded 2 albums, and he renamed himself to the Left Reverend McDaniels. And yeah, one of his albums is just my favorite album, a full-time Headless Heroes of the Apocalypse. And it was actually banned by the American government when it came out. The vice president was like, we can't have this on shelves. Because, I mean, by today's standards, it's not that shocking. But by those standards, I mean, he's talking about the genocide of the Native Americans. He's talking about racial tensions in America. And he's got one song called Jagger the Dagger, in which he's talking about Mick Jagger and how he's stealing and bastardizing black music and capitalizing off it, even though he's a white man. It's a really good album, and also it's heavily sampled because it's so like groovy. Like, it's got these really heavy subject matter, but it's also just like really nice grooves, you know. And so in hip-hop they've sampled quite a few of the songs.
And what is the go-to song when you say like listen to that one?
I would say The Parasite. It's the last tune, it's like 9 minutes. I say that because that's the one I heard that made me fall in love. It's one of those rare times in life where you're just like completely paralyzed by a song from start to finish. But also probably like a really immediately striking one, and also a great song, is Supermarket Blues. The band he uses, I don't know about the first record, but certainly the second record, I think he uses members from the band Weather Report.
Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. So like jazz fusion, I guess.
I did one on Wayne Shorter.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody named Wayne Shorter in one of the last episodes. Actually, somebody that's also playing at Sonic City, where you guys are playing.
Oh, who is it?
Muriel Grossman, jazz player.
Oh, nice. I don't know her.
Like, maybe like a last question. Do you have any idea of who sampled him?
Organized Confusion sampled the song Jagger the Dagger on a song called Black Sunday.
Okay.
On their album Stress, The Extinction Agenda.
Yeah.
Who else? Gravediggers sampled that same. I think it's mostly that song. I'm sure if you heard it, you'll recognize it because it's been sampled a few times. Yeah, I don't know who else. I know Supermarket Blues. I think Earl Sweatshirt sampled it.
Okay. I'm curious to hear it because a couple of weeks ago I had a conversation also for this series and he named Shuggy Otis. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
And it was like that. What's it called? Like strawberry jam, whatever.
Yeah.
Letter. I don't know what it's called.
That
song. Like if I heard it, it was like Jesus Christ. It's like a sample that everybody used. Do you know anything about his life or like where he ended up or like what he ended up doing or?
He ended up becoming a recluse, I think. There's no interviews with him. I've searched hard to find it because I'm so interested in his story. He was just he was a big fan of Roberta Flack. He like on the album he thanked her for like her spiritual guidance. He wrote a lot of songs for her to sing.
I'm looking at his Wikipedia right now, actually. Number 3 on the US, 100 pounds of clay. That's what you mentioned, right? Or
no, well,
feel like making love was the one, right?
Yeah. 100 pounds of clay. Funnily enough, that was also banned by BBC when it came out because I don't really know why. It's like a religious song, but it's kind of funny. He's basically saying that God had 100 pounds of clay, and with it, he created man and woman, and kind of. I think. I read that like they interpreted it as he invented women's for the male gaze so that men could sexualize her. But I don't know. I feel like that might be a narrow-minded reading of the song.
Like you said, it mentions as well. McDaniels lived as a self-described hermit in the state of Maine. He peacefully died in 2011 at his home, survived by his third wife and 6 children. So yeah.
Yeah.
There's not that much to be said about him, apparently, on his personal life. So,
yeah, he just has so much soul in that album. And really, what stands out to me a lot on that album is the drumming. The drummer is Alphonse Mouzon, and it's just spectacular, really.
I want to thank my guest Rashid from Spank Sisters for this conversation. Make sure to check their set out on Sonic City. Again, Sonic City from the 11th to the 13th of November at the Bar Kortrijk, organized by Wilde Westen. Next week, I'm going to be talking to another Sonic City act, Takiaya Reed from Divide and Dissolve, an instrumental doom metal band from Melbourne, Australia. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.